Hello, today is April 18th, 2024, and today we have the High Priestess reversed. So mysterious is this priestess, the keeper of secrets, dressed in blue, her flowing garment pools at her feet like water, and she is a deep, watery energy, influenced by the water signs Cancer and Pisces. She keeps a scroll tucked under her arm, or the Torah, also thought to be the anagram of the Tarot. Her crown is a full silver moon, and her foot rests on a crescent moon. A lot of moon influence in the cards lately, which is no surprise. She is seated between two pillars, one black and one white, said to be the pillars of Solomon's temple. Between the pillars is draped a veil decorated with pomegranates, the symbol of fertility. Only she knows what is beyond the veil. She is known as the female pope, said to be the legendary Pope Joan, whose own secret was that she was female, thought to be a man until she gave birth. She represents the feminine, the receptive, and what we used to call woman's intuition. She's the psychic of the deck. Her lips are sealed. She does not speak, but able to communicate telepathically. She is number two of the major arcana, a very high position indeed, higher than the mighty emperor, empress, and all the kings and queens. In the upright, she is still quiet and knowing and exudes a mysterious female sexuality. Still waters run deep, as they say, and she is. All the ancient wisdom and secrets of the universe are written in that scroll she holds on her lap. The High Priestess is a deep dive. In the reverse, someone may be unveiling or revealing a secret, spilling the tea. We may want to consider and be careful of who we confide in. We may be in denial of our own intuition, not listening to it, ignoring it, suppressing it. We may not be listening to advice we should be listening to, especially our own inner voice. We may need to be still and stop being busy for the sake of being busy, anything to avoid the silence through which that voice speaks. Your intuition is trying to tell you something, and you're pretending to not hear it. In the reverse, this may be a person who maintains an appearance of having a deeper understanding of all things spiritual than they really do, when in reality they can be shallow and petty. This can even be a scammer, a fake seer or psychic. They're certainly out there, but so are phony doctors, lawyers, and mechanics. We should not be overly dependent on cards, psychics, or anyone else. We all have woman's intuition. And this card in the reverse very strongly suggests we listen to ours. Another aspect of this reverse card of silence and solitude can simply mean we need to socialize more. A bit of human interaction may be called for, but it would still be wise to consider in whom you confide.